Mohamed El-Baradei, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, says UN weapons inspectors have not yet found the smoking gun that would indicate Iraq lied in its weapons declaration to the United Nations. Speaking today in Vienna, El-Baradei said it is too early to draw any final conclusion about Iraq's weapons program, but so far the inspectors have not found anything suspicious. Earlier today in Baghdad, Saddam Hussein accused the UN weapons inspectors of spying and said his country is ready for war. Joining us now from Baghdad is New York Times reporter Neil McFarquhar. Neil, this is the first time Saddam Hussein has openly criticized the UN inspections team. Why now? Are tensions escalating there?
I think that Iraq agreed to the inspections in the first place because they were hoping to avoid a war. And a month ago in his remarks at the end of Ramadan, he said, you know, we just have to be patient. And I think that patience is wearing out because they get this sense that no matter what comes out of the inspections, there may be a war anyway. They see the buildup of the U.S. troops in the region. So I think the feeling here is, why should they put up with the humiliation of the inspections if it's not going to free them from an American-led attack?
Is the UN inspection team getting more aggressive in their efforts?
I think they are. Tuesday morning, the first helicopters are supposed to take off, and they are expected to go somewhere in western Iraq, you know, to be able to swoop down on sites. Yesterday, they made the most draconian use of their ability to freeze a site to make sure nothing comes in or out. There's a large government research complex that has about 50 buildings in it, near the University of Baghdad, and they were on it for 6 hours and said that only people willing to be checked by the inspectors could leave. A few did, but many were caught there milling around, including the Iraqi ambassador to the United Nations, who had stopped in there at about 9 in the morning to visit a friend and came out kind of fuming at 3 p.m.
The inspection team is still seeking unfettered interviews with Iraqi scientists, that those interviews are really considered key to their work. Is that likely to happen?
Effectively, what they're asking an Iraqi scientist to do is to leave the country in order to reveal the weapons. And that person is going to, if anybody does that, they're going to be the one who's responsible for bringing a war down on the heads of the people in this country. So it's a very difficult, obviously, decision to make because they will, even after the war, they probably wouldn't be, you know, allowed to come back because they would be considered traitors by the Iraqi people.
Is it known if the inspectors have indicated that they've already eliminated the possibility of certain weapons violations but are sort of zeroing in on others?
There haven't been very many public pronouncements about what they found. I mean, both the United States and Britain sort of hinted at specific sites where they thought things could be found, and those sites have been searched repeatedly. But I think there's a very different timetable going on here. Oddly enough, both the Americans and the Iraqis have sought to make the process very quick. The Iraqis seek vindication. They want to prove that they have no more weapons of mass destruction. The United States, on the other hand, the administration has said that it's seeking, you know, the proof in order to affect their regime change here. And the other countries there are saying that this is just the start of the process. This is the preliminary assessment. And I think the United States and Iraq are looking at it as if, you know, this is the deadline, you know, make or break.
Thanks very much, Neil.
You're welcome. Anytime.
New York Times reporter Neil McFarquhar in Baghdad.